Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Nun Ches, and we are 15 lines from the top of daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we very quickly learned a classic Gemara, but as there is a lot of raid on that Gemara, I think it's worth going back and seeing the Gemara again. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rav Binah, Bakol Shutvin Ma'akvin Zeh Ezeh. Two shutvin, that shirachotzer, they're allowed to be ma'akiv one another, whatever they would like, which was the topic of the end of yesterday's daf. And even something that ordinarily you would think isn't such a big deal. For example, one of the shutvin wants to have his behemah be in the chotzer, or he wants to be maimid, a taner, a kirayim, a rechayim, even something like that, a shutv has a right to be ma'akiv, chutz min akvisa. The only thing he can't do is, he can't tell a shutv, I don't want your wife to do the laundry in the chatzar. Because if she doesn't do it in the chatzar, she's going to have no choice but to do it outside of the chatzar. And in darkon shel b'nei Yisrael, this passes al akvisa. And if she does that, she's going to find herself in a compromised position, tznius, wise, in a reshusa rabbim, and it's not the derech of a bas Yisrael to be that way. On that note, Softi Gemara, v'oitza made him mirois perah, Yishaya Novi said that someone that closes his eyes when he is faced with a temptation to see something he's not allowed to see. Reb Chiya Bar Abba said, what does that mean? This is someone who passes by women who are imdas alakvisa. They're not in a tznius digger position. If he closes his eyes, he doesn't look, this person is an oitzav einav miroisbra. What kind of person are we talking about? This person who passed by the women who were in the middle of being umdais ala kvisa. If there was another road he could have taken to get wherever he's trying to go, rasho, then he's a rush. Zok the Rashbam, va'atva pisha oitzav einav. So that even if he closes his eyes, even if he doesn't look, still he's a rasha. Because who asked yourself to get yourself into a place where you're tempting yourself to maybe not close your eyes and see something that you're not allowed to see? And either lekadar kachrino, elamai, we're talking about somebody who had no other way to go. And it's for that reason we say that it's a madrego. But it'd be mashma that let's say he would open his eyes and he would look, it would be a bad thing. The problem is if he has no other way to go, honestly. Then he's an oinus. So manav shech, are we talking about where there was a leker darka achrina? Then he's an oinus. And if there's an ikka darka achrina, then he's a rasha even if he doesn't look. So the gemara leilum the leker darka achrina. It's talking about where there was no other way to go. V'afilu achim ibayle. The main is nafshi. Still, he is supposed to try. And still, someone that is able to not just say I'm an oinus, but rather close his eyes, not be mistakel. He's an oitzem ein of mirois pera. That person is going to be a Baal Madrega. So this Gemara, is a well-known Gemara. The spirit of the idea is that a person is not supposed to put himself into a matzav where he's going to have an esoy and he's going to be tempted to do something that he's not going to do. So that even if he doesn't do the Aveira, even if he walks out with flying colors, he passes the test, he gets 100. But still, like the Rashbam says, Rosha hu v'afal pisha oitzereinov, shalai hoyoloi now the truth is that this idea of ibid ikadarka achrina, ibid lekadarka achrina comes up in a few other places in Shas. One other notable place is Masechet Avodah Zarah, daf mem ches amud beis. The Gemara over there is talking about the iser to walk underneath an asherah tree. So there was an asherah tree. It was planted inside a reshus hayachid, but its branches hovered over a reshus harabim. The shaila is, are you allowed to walk underneath? Are you not allowed to walk underneath? The Mishnah says, hoysa goyzela says harabim. This asherah tree, if it was hovering over the reshus harabim, va'avar tachtel, somebody walked underneath it, tahar. He's tahar. Ibayluhu, avar oy oyver. Does the Mishnah mean that if b'di'evet he walked underneath it, he's tar, but l'katchila he's not supposed to walk underneath it? Or oiver, even l'katchila you're allowed to walk underneath it. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar mishmei d'chizki amar oiver. Rabbi Yochanan amar im av. V'loy pligi, the Gemara says. Meaning, it seemed at first glance to be a machlokes ha'meira. Are you allowed to l'katchila walk underneath an asherah tree? Or you're not allowed to walk l'katchila underneath an asherah tree? But the Gemara says, really, there's no machlokes. Had ikadar kachrino, had lekadar kachrino. If there's no dar kachrino, then oiver, then you're allowed to walk l'katchila. If there is a dark achrina, then you're not allowed to walk. Omli Rav Sheshes L'shameh, Rav Sheshes told his gabel, Kimotis L'hosam, that when we go underneath an asherah tree, Arehitni, Walk fast. Meaning, make sure I go through it very, very quickly. We just saw that really what it should depend on is if there's a dark achrina or no dark achrina. So heichidam, either like a dark achrina, if there was no other way to go, lamalei aritni, over tanan, you're allowed to walk underneath it. Mishvashari, vidik a dark achrina, and if there is a dark achrina, kiyom arihitni mishari, that even to walk fast. You can't speak Lashon Hara fast. You can't do an Aveira, just do it quickly. So, Manavshach, if there was a dark achrina, then you can't even go underneath it quickly. And if there's no dark achrina, then what's the big deal? So, the Gemara, Loilam Balak, a dark achrina, it was talking about there was no dark achrina, but Adam Chashiv Shaini, being there, Sheshus was an Adam Chashiv, he saw it a little bit differently. Either way, Tosfos, small Tosfos, on the top of the Yomit speaks out, Ida Ika dark achrina, Pirish, Kotzer Kozer. The dark achrina is only considered a dark achrina, and it would make you into a rasha if that other derech was of the same distance. The Because if you're going to tell me that when we say there's a dark achrina, you're not allowed to walk under the Asherah tree, even if the dark achrina is the long and scenic road, it's going to take you an extra hour. In Kenan, because there's always a dark achrina. The teretz is when we say dark achrina, in the context of halacha, it has to be equidistant. So I can go Route 9, take me 40 minutes. I can go the Garden State Parkway, it'll take me 40 minutes. That would be considered ikodarka achrina. But if one way is going to take me 40 minutes and the other way is going to take me an hour to spend an extra 20 minutes on the road, that's not called a darka achrina. So then in halacha, you'd be viewed as a leka darka achrina. So in the context of asherah, the halacha would be, if, many poskim say, if that's true regarding that should be true regarding Bava Basra Daf and Zayin Amid Beis as well. So this idea that a person is not allowed to go in an area where there's a risk that he may see something Arias related that he's not supposed to see, there's a Tosfos. The Tosfos is not above a Basra. It's an Avodah Zarah that says that the Dark Achrina has to be of the same distance. It's not going to take you more time. But if it's a Derech Aruch, it could be there's no Allah of Dark Achrina. Stating that, I saw in the Chashuk Echemen from Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, he brings B'Shem Echad Migdeli Yisrael, who stelt through this Tosfos and Avodah Zarah to our sugya in Bava Basra, but he says he's not sure if it's a tzushtel. He says Tosfos didn't say it in Bava Basra. Tosfos said it in Avodah Zarah, and the truth is it's two very different sugyas, because Avodah Zarah is discussing Asherah. Bava Basra is talking about Arayas, and although they're both Gimel Averis Chamurois, and they both have Chiyav Mises Bezdin and Karis, but at the end of the day, Arayas, Nafshin Shal Adam, Mechamdasan or Misavasan. So he says it could be you have to be more Machmer when it comes to Arayas than you do when it comes to Avodah Zarah. So he argued that maybe Halacha Lamaisan is going to be different. It's interesting, if you ever go through Chashuk Echemet, so all his cases are interesting. So his case was where somebody opened it up in a bank account at a certain bank, and the banker's not dressed properly. So the question is, does he have to move all his accounts? I don't know how many accounts he had, but does he have to move all his accounts to another bank where maybe the teller is going to be addressed more appropriately? Do you view it as dark achrina? So obviously, so exactly. No, that banker uses the internet. No. So the question is, does he have to move the account? So number one, dark achrina, this is where he gets involved in this, but there he says something else. He says another svara. He says it could be dark achrina. Like a dark achrina, that's when you're going to pass by a place and you're going to go there one time. It's not something you're going to be doing consistently. But he said, developing a banking relationship, you know, we bank at, that's something that's going to be consistent. Maybe if it's consistent, it's a little bit more chomer. Either way, very interesting truth on the Chashuk Echemet, it's in Bava Basra, right here on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. But just as it relates to this whole idea of dark achrina, without going into it too much, but the spirit of it is something that obviously the Bali Musa speak a lot about. Just one classic sicha that ties into some things that we've seen recently, and that is Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar. The name of the Maimer is Schor Schor Amrina Lenazir. There's an Issa Rabbanon that a Nazir, being that he's not allowed to drink wine, he's not even allowed to enter a vineyard. There's an Issa Rabbanon for a Nazir to enter a vineyard. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a whole Arichos. Why? Because once the Nazir is in the area of the vineyard, there's now a high risk that he may come to drink, and he's putting himself into a matzav of sakana. He begins the shmooze with a medrash. Chazal say, Hayom ro'a vayonos. What did the yam see? Ro'a ro'inu shal Yosef. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Yam, Yonus, run b'pnei hanas, from the person that ran. Shenemer v'yonos v'yetzei hachutza, af hayom yienos b'ponov. Why did the Yam run away when it saw Yosef? Because Yosef himself was somebody that ran. Yosef ran away from Eishes Potiphar. He was a nos, yonos, you Yam run away. Mipnei Hanas. So Chaim Shmuel Levitt says that we find Chazal say that for every little thing that Yosef did when he overcame the Nisayim with Eishes Beitifar, he was rewarded for. Piv Shalei Nashak Bavera, Chazal say, Val Picha Yishak Kolami. Gufay Shalei Noga Bavera, Vayilbash Oisei Bigdei Shesh. Tzavore Shalei Hirkin Lavera, Vayosim Revid Azov Al Tzavore. Yodav Shalei Mishmashoi Bavera, Vayosim Pariyas Tabatim Al Yodav Ayitin Oisei Ayad Yosef. V'chulu v'chulu. He was rewarded also for running away. What was the godless of running away? Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that was the greatest godless of all. Because had Yosef not ran away, then who knows what would have ultimately happened. The greatest thing and the biggest lesson we're supposed to take away, says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, from the Maisa of Yosef and Eishes Potiphar, is that he ran. Vayonos. Because he ran, that's ultimately why the Yeshua came. For him, personally. Because had he not run away, there would have been sorrows. Quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says that Yosef ended up in jail. Why? Because Eishes Potiphar had his baguette. And she said, look what happened. This man tried starting up with me. Yosef presumably was stronger than Eishes Potiphar. Really, what Yosef should have done, good business, he should have went back into the house, says, I left something, and then ran, taking his shirt with him. Why didn't he go back? Zok the Ramban, because Yosef understood that if he walks back into that, could be he's dead. It could be it's over. He literally risked everything to be a vayonos. That was the lesson, says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that Yosef HaTzadik taught us. The way to overcome the sight. Not to be there and then find a way to be oitzem enof. But fakir, you don't go there. You're supposed to stay away. Azay Lertman, he quotes our Gemara here, Bava Basra and Zayin Amid Beis. It's interesting, he quotes another Gemara, Bava Basra. Gemara we learned together very recently, in Cheske Sabbatim. The Gemara said, Rami Bar Chama, V'Rav Ukfer Bar Chama, Zavin Amso Bahade Adadi. They once put an Amma together. They were partners. An Amma, like an Eved, has a Cheskes Gimel Shonim. So the Gemara said, Marish Tamish Bar Rishonish Shlishis V'Chamishis. One of the two brothers used the Amma the first, third, and the fifth year. The other used it the second, the fourth, and the sixth year. What was the reason for it? The reason was they didn't want that each one should have a Chazakah to be able to take it away from the other person. Ki Heichid Aloi Tachsiki Yehadadi. Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, V'yesh Liz Boinein, V'chi Be'emes Choshad Echa Mehem Ba'ochet She'yignev Lo'yas HaShivcha. Of course, they weren't chosh at each other. Ela sheyadu g'day le'yolam halalu soydad over. Shemokim hanesoyim mokim sakonahu. V'alo odom levroyach mimokim hanesoyim. He brings here that they say over from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that he once walked into a house and he saw money sitting on the table and he ran as if he was running from fire. He said, just like there's an issa yichud with a woman that's not your wife, there's an issa yichud with money that doesn't belong to you either. You can't put yourself in that kind of matzav of Chaim Shmuel Levitz says that was the way Nochem Elikim Derech Eretz Plishtim. He says, what? Hashem was Choshed Klai Yisrael? He didn't think they could be Yomim in Israel. It's not the point. There was an Ikka Darka Achrina, literally. He says, why do we have to go Derech Eretz Plishtim? If there's a Darka Achrina, then there's no issue. Either way, a beautiful Sicha, it's Maimer Chof Aleph. Tov Shin Lamed Aleph in the Sichas Musar, where he talks about this idea that comes out. But I'll tell you one other interesting halacha as it relates to an Oitzim Enav Mira Ois Bira, the Taz in Cheshem Mishpat, Simen Shin Tzadid Gimel, discusses somebody who doesn't look where he walks in the street because he doesn't want to see something that he's not supposed to see. He doesn't want to see a woman that's not dressed modestly. So he's being very careful with Shmiras Einayim, and as a result, he's mazik somebody. So is he chayiv or is he not chayiv? So it's getting late early, so we won't go through the Taz inside. If you want to look it up, it's in Simen Shin Tzad Gimel, Sifkan Gimel. But one thing he says very clearly, that before we allow this guy to get off the hook, then nira be'enei adayin, v'loin muchzik bekach, li'ez boidol einam mirayis bera, that he's really not so consistent when it comes to this. Pshita, the laugh called Kamini Lohitzimam. And he says, then it's Pasha that this guy's taina is going to be dead on arrival. Either way, some interesting halacha, some interesting machshava as it relates to a very well known, a classic Gemara known as the Gemara of Ibid the Ikka Darka Achrina. Regardless, Zok the Gemara Vaiter. Boy, minei Rabbi Yochanan, mei Rabbino. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbino, Choluk Shatamal Chacham Ketzer, how long is the rekel of a Talmud Chacham supposed to be? So, Talmud Chacham were a Choluk. And how long is it supposed to be? See, Benot told Rabbi Yechon, Kol she'ei besari nir mitachtav. Rashbam says, in a perfect world, if he's going to walk barefoot, you shouldn't even be able to see his skin, nothing. It should go literally down to the floor. Talus of Talmud Chacham Kate. So the talus is what the Talmud Chacham wore on top of the chaluk. Kol she'ein chalukai nir mitachtav. It should be so long that you shouldn't be able to see the chaluk tefach. So up to a tefach of the chaluk, you should be able to see. But if you could see a tefach of the chaluk, which is underneath the talus, it's already too short. Shulchan shal Talmud Chacham Kate said. How does the Talmud Chacham set his table? Shnei shlishei gdil. So Rashba spams it. They used to sit along the length of the table. So the two-thirds closest to where the people were sitting was covered with like a tablecloth. Ushlish. The last third, the third farthest away, galoy, that was exposed. Ka'aris, they used to put the ka'aris there. V'yerek, that's where they would have the food. So the part, the two-thirds of the table closest to the mesubin, that was covered. The third that was farthest away from that was uncovered. V'tabatay mibachotz, the tables used to have a tabas. So these tables were foldable tables, and there would be a little ring that they would use to put it on a hook when they wanted to store the table. So the question is, where was that tabas, that ring that was on the table? Was it facing the inside, closer to where the people were sitting? Or was it facing the outside? So Rabbi Noah said, the tabas should be mebachot. Right, the Gemara time learned to the Raisa, about the mebifnim, it's supposed to be close to the Yuzok. If this children's sitting there, then you want the tabas mebachot. Because otherwise, if it's closer to where the people are sitting, the children are going to play with the tabas. They're going to turn the table upside down. You know, spiel nicht mit dem. If you have it, this is exactly the other lucky yinuk. If there's no child, then you put it better be bachot. The iba you say mahava had lucky yinuk. Rabbi Noah and the Brisa were both talking about where there was no child. Was there a gaba? Was there a shamus? Or was there not? If somebody's serving you, so you don't want it on the outside because we're afraid that this person serving you is going to bump into it, so it's not good. And then you keep it. If there's no shamus, then you put it over there. Iba you say mahava habekeshama. V'leikasha habi mama b'leila. If it's during the day, even if there's a shamus, even if there's a waiter, it's fine. He'll see it. At night, with a waiter, that's when you do a mibifnim. B'shal am ha'aretz. What about the table of an am ha'aretz? What does that look like? So the Talmud Chacham's table sits along the length of the table, two-thirds closest to makaver, the one-third is uncovered. What about the am ha'aretz? Doimel le'medura v'kideris makifas ha'isai. It's like a fire. That you have the fire in the middle, and they used to put the pots all around it. So to over here, the middle of it was where the food was. And that was where the table was covered. The surrounding area was uncovered, and that's where people used to sit. Meet the Shatamid Chachamim Kesa. What does the bed of a Talmud Chacham look like? The only thing you find underneath the bed of a Talmud Chacham is shoes, but nothing else. The whole pantry is underneath this table, underneath this bed. Either way, that's the chilek between a chaluk of a Talmud Chacham, you have the shulchan of a Talmud Chacham, and finally you have the mit of a Talmud Chacham. It's interesting, regarding this last thing, the bed of a Talmud Chacham, all it has is shoes. The bed of the am ha'aretz, a ganze oitzer. Says the Rashbam, what's the reason? He says, it's based on a Gemara, in Mesechtes, Psochim, Dav Kuf Yud Beis Amin Av. Oichlin tachas amito, afilu mechupim bepli barzel. Even if they're covered with kli barzel, ruach ra'ashayra ale. A ruach ra'ashayra, and that's why the Talmud Chacham, they didn't keep food. Sandalin, menalin, but food zichenat. The reason is because there's a ruach ra that shayra on anything that's underneath the bed. And being that a ruach ra shayra on something that's underneath the bed, so that reason they didn't leave anything. There's chayim. On this Gemara right here, it says a dover nifla. He says, what's pshat in this ruach ra? This is beautiful. It says, we know that when you wake up in the morning, you wash negel vasa. Why? You're tumah. What kind of tumah do you have? It's based on the Gemara Masechtes Brachos. The Gemara says when a person goes to sleep, his neshama goes up to Shemayim, he experiences 1/60th of death. That means a person while he's sleeping is on a very, very minute level, tumah, tumas meis. If you're tumah, tumas meis, you wake up in the morning, you have to, at the very least, netila sedayim, a regular tumas meis, that was Parshas Parah with the Parah Aduma. But someone that's tumay, a shtickle tumas meis, because sheen is echem nishishim shebe miso, he has a little bit of tumah that's shayra on him, that's why he has to wash. If you're tumay tumas meis, then anything that's underneath you is also tumay, because a meis is metame tumas oil, so the food that's underneath the bed while you're sleeping is going to be tumay tumas meis. A dova nifla, as I state, in the Torah's Chayim. it's interesting that this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Tezayin. So the Shulchan Aruch over there brings different things. Dvarim Asurim Mishum Galui. I mean, that's the name of the Simen. But you have the halach of Mayim Megulin, the idea that you're not allowed to eat fish and meat together. So it's halach after halach after halach, different things that are Asim Mishum Sakana. And we know that the rule is Chamira Sakanta Misur. So these are Dvarim Chamurim, even though at first glance they would seem. Maybe not, but they are. It's actually Wochamer. Because in Halacha, when you have a Sufik, it's a Durabon and you go Lakula. Sufik Isura, sometimes you have to be more Machmer. Based on the idea of Chamir Sakanta Meisura. The Mechabrin, Sivkotin Hei. So it's Yerideya Simen Kufta Zayin, Sivkotin Hei. Says the Mechaber that one of the things you're not allowed to do is Velayite Tafshel, Velay Mashkin Tachas Amita, Bipneshe Ruach Ra Shoira Ale. I saw an interesting tshuva from the Shulz Yaakov. He was asked, what about B'diyevet? Let's say a person had food underneath his bed and now he wakes up, he chops, oh, that's where he left the groceries. Is he allowed to eat it? Or is he not allowed to eat it? So Shulz Yaakov is a very small simen. It's a chelik bay simen kofei. And he says you're allowed to. And his raya is from our Gemara. He says, beautiful. He says, because we know that the Talmidei Chachamim that were careful to eat chulin only b'tahayra, even though they didn't have to, but to eat chulin only b'tahayra, so they wouldn't buy food from Amaretz. Because the Amaretz weren't nizar and tumah b'tahayra. Talmid Chabon 1 is in Tum of Tahir, so you can't buy food from an Amoritz, because maybe the food that you're buying isn't going to be Tahir. Freik, the Shvus Yaakov, the Chabon Gresser, the Kasha. What's the Kasha? The Gemara says in Mesech Tizbav Abastra, Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph, that you want to know what goes on underneath the bed of an Amoritz. It's an Oysabalos, he has his food there, he has everything over there. Talmud Chacham is careful because of the Ruach Ra, based on that Gemara Pesach and Kuthi Deis and Aleph, maybe the Rash Bamzok. But the Amoritz is not careful. If the Amoritz is not careful, says that it's Pasha, you can't buy food from an Amoritz. Forget about the fact that they're not Oichul Chulim B'tahayra, that's a Chumra, Gabi Chumra. There's a much bigger issue. The issue is, Simen Kuf Tezayin Yerideyas have gone hey, and this is something that's also Mishum Sakana and Chamira Sakanta Meisura. So it's a Pella. Why in the world do we have to come on to the fact that they're not Echol Chulim B'Tahayra? That's why you're not allowed to buy food from an Amoritz. That's why to a Machmirim who didn't buy food from an Amoritz, it should be Osir for every Upkehit Neid not to buy food from an Amoritz, because there's a Chashash that he slept on top of it as a Ruach Ra. Zokta Shvus Yaakov, you see from here that this Isser, like all those Isurim mentioned in Kuf Tezayin, are only Isurim L'Katchila, they're not Isurim D'Rabbanan. I looked around a little in the Paiskim, I saw a lot of interesting Shailas in Kamakai. But for example, if you want to really go nuts, if you have food in a baby carriage underneath the baby and the baby falls asleep, so that's it, you're not allowed to eat the food anymore. So another Shiloh, what about water that was underneath the bed? Can you use that water for Negelvasser? So the water has the Ruach Ra, you want to wash your hands now Negelvasser to remove the Ruach Ra. So another Shiloh, what if you have a pack of cigarettes underneath your bed? Could you smoke those cigarettes? What's that? Right? Or a shmektabik, something along those lines. Is it only Suri Achila? What if you inhale, or if you don't inhale, or something along those lines? Either way, different interesting shailas as it relates to the Ruach Ra. Either way, so we had here Rabbanah, who was mentioned a few times in the Gemara, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. So we're going to have now a whole Amud and a half Gemara about Rabbanah. Just by way of background, I looked this up in the Seyda Adairus last night, because you don't find Rabbanah too many places in Shas. I mean, this is a very concentrated Amud and Shas that discusses Rabbanah. But the Seyda Adairus brings from the Sefer Yuchsin. You know who Rabbanah was? Rabbi Shol Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara is going to say so much now about Rabbanah. But perhaps the greatest shvach of who Rabbanah was, he was the Rebbe of the Rebbe. He was Rabbi Shol Rav Yochanan. Either way, on that note, talk to Gemara. Rabbanah, habakom etzayim ma'arosa. Rabbanah was trying to identify different kfarim so that kohanim shouldn't be nichshol and walk where they're not supposed to walk. Himata l'ma'arosa davram. So Rabbanah was in Chevron. He was by the Ma'ara Samach Pelo. He came to the Ma'ara of Avram Avinu, and he wanted to know the exact dimensions of the Ma'ara of Avram Avinu to be able to identify where Kehanim could walk, where they can't walk. Says the Gemara, Ashkel Eliezer Eved Avram. He saw Eliezer Eved Avram, the Koi Kami Bava, who was standing at the door of the Ma'ara Samach Pelo with the Avos HaKadoshim are buried. Amalei, my covered Avram. What's Avram Avinu doing right now? Amalei, Eliezer told him, Gani Bekanfei Desara. He's lying in the arms, in the embrace of Sarah. V'komayne Le'bereshe. And Sarah, Imenu, is looking at Avram Avinu's head. Amale, so Rabbi Noah tells Eliezer, Zil Emala, Bana Koyabav. Go tell Avram Avinu, as Bana is standing, he's here, he'd like to walk in. Amale, so Eliezer tells Avram, and Avram tells Eliezer, let him come in. And even though right now I'm in a position that's maybe not so appropriate for somebody to walk in, he's lying in his wife's embrace, but made the idea, the Yetz Bayal Malekah, Rabbi Noah knows that in the Ulam HaEmes, where I am right now, there's no Yetzahara, so it's not like there's something of Taiva taking place right now, so I'm okay with him walking in and saying, Ayin, says the Gemara, he went in, the Nafak, and he left, meaning he went Poshit to do what he needed to do, to inspect the dimensions of the Kever, and then he left. Kimot l'maros Adam Arishin, he went from there to Yitzchak, then he went to Yaakov, and then he goes to Adam Arish. Yotzes l'baskel, baskel came to Amr and said, Nistakalta b'diyos nukni. You saw someone that was created in my image. The Rashbam says, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, we know Shufri the Yaakov Avinu. But b'diyukni atzma, my image itself, al tistakel. To look at Adam Arishin, that's already something you don't have the license to do. But he said, Habi'ina litziyuni marasa. But Rabbi Noah responded, I'm not doing this because I want to see other Marishan. I'm doing this because I have to know the dimensions. So he told him back, the Baskel, that Kemidas Achitzayna Ka Kemidas Apninas. All the same dimensions. That says, the Marasa Machpelo wasn't one bias within another bias, but it was one bias on top of another bias. Kemidas Alyayna, then the response was a little different. Ka Kemidas HaTachtayna. Am Rabbi Noah said, Nistakalti B'Shnei Akevav, I saw the two heels of other Marishan, V'doymin L'Shnei Galgalei Cham. Says the Gemara, Hakol b'fnei Sara k'koyf b'fnei Adam. If you would put Sara next to somebody else, that somebody else would look so much worse, it'd be like a monkey standing next to a human being. Sara b'fnei Chava, Sara himself next to Chava, was k'koyf b'fnei Adam, like a monkey compared to a person. Chava b'fnei Adam, Chava next to Adam Arishan, her husband, was k'koyf b'fnei Adam. Adam b'fnei Shechina, k'koyf b'fnei Adam. We mentioned the most yuknei shel Yaakov Avinu. Shufrei de Rav Kahana, the beauty of Rav Kahana, the handsomeness of Rav Kahana, was mein shufrei de Rav Avol. Shufrei de Rav Avol was mein shufrei de Yaakov Avinu. Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu was mein shufrei de Adam Arishan. Incidentally, we had this Gemara not so long ago on Perek HaSeichas HaPoelim. The Gemara over there was talking about how handsome Rabbi Yochanan was. And the Gemara asked as a kasha, Rabbi Yochanan was so handsome, how come he's not mentioned over here? We talk about Rav Kahana and Rav Avo and Yaakov Avinu and other Marisha. Why is there no Rabbi Yochanan? And the Gemara says he never beard. Because he never hadras ponim. And being that he never beard, he's not counted here. Stating that, there's a Rashi in three places in Shas. Brachas Tav Chof, Sanhedrin Daf Yudalin, and Ksubas Daf Yudzayin, where Rashi quotes this Bryce and he has Rabbi Yochanan there. Me'in Shufri de Rabbi Yochanan. Poshed it to Toy Sefer because it's a mefurish Gemara above a Metzia, where the Gemara asks, why is Rabbi Yochanan not mentioned there? And the Gemara says the reason Rabbi Yochanan is not mentioned there is because Rabbi Yochanan himself didn't have a hadras panim. So before we go weiter, we can't leave all this on the table. Before we go weiter, so we mentioned over here the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. And who's buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah? Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah, and Adam and Chava, in this interesting context of Rabbi Noah, he's going, he's measuring, he's assessing the exact dimensions of Maris Machpelah, so Kehanim will know where they're allowed to walk and where they're not allowed to walk. I'll just tell you something interesting. And the first person to show this to me was Ari Griver, but I've since seen that the Chidah brings it in two places, and Adover Nifla, in Parashas Chayesara, the Achri can cover Avram as Sora Ishtoi, El Ma'oras Steha Machpelah, Al pnei mamre hi chevrim be'eretz Kenan. Says the Chidah, Ma'oras stei hamachpela is Rosh HaTevis Moshe. Ma'oras is mem, stei is sin, hey is hamachpela is hey, is oisi is Moshe, and it's the Rameh that Moshe Rabbeinu is also buried in the Ma'oras HaMachpelah. He brings it from Rabbi Eliezer Megermaisa. Says the Chidah, I found afterwards, it's a Yalkut Ruveni. The Yalkut Ruveni says that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in Ma'oras HaMachpelah. And not only is Moshe Rabbeinu buried in the Ma'oras HaMachpelah, but Tzipora, Ishtoi Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, is also buried in the Ma'oras HaMachpelah. So, Adover Nifla. We know Kiryas Arba, Al Shema Arba Zugos, Zog Techidah, there was a fifth Zug. The fifth Zug was Moshe and Tzipora, they're also buried on Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Why do we know four? Because the four were buried there, Bech Michayah, meaning they died and that's where they were buried. Moshe was more heebie-jeebie, but the point is, at the end of the day, Moshe and Tzipora are both mentioned in Ma'aras HaMachpelah. The Chidah says it in the Sefer Chaimus Anach, it's quoted in the Sefer Teres Achidah and Parshas Chayesar. He says it also in the Sefer Dvash Lefi, it's quoted in the Teres Achidah. You have the five-volume Blue Chidah and Parshas Vezayis HaBracha. And over there, he has two kashas from two midrashim. One of them is a medrash that we spoke at very great length on Purim. The medrash that discusses that when the Gzeira came up in Shamayim, Lahashmid, Laharugu, Lahabed, it's called Yehudim. So Chazal say that Eliyahu Anavi, Zochar LaTov, heard about it. And he ran to the office. He ran to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he told him, Uri Yishenu Mishnascha, wake up. Do you know what's going on in Shamayim? There's a Gzeira, the whole world is falling apart, the Torah is yelling, the Chamad, the Levana, the Kechav, and the Mazalas. Everyone's up in arms because Hashem is about to wipe out Klai Yisrael. They didn't know about it, what happened. And then when they heard why the Gzeira took place, they said, I hear, maybe Hashem is doing the right thing, meaning they didn't want to intervene. So says the Medrash Chazar, he left, and he went to Moshe, and he started yelling, Moshe, Moshe. Moshe says, is there anybody on this world that I can work with? Mordechai, go tell Mordechai. Mordechai and Moshe together, they were able to mevatel the gzeira. So the Chidah, in one word, says, take a look at that Medrash. Chazar, he left. If Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the Maris of Machpelah, he doesn't have to go anywhere. He was right there. It's literally, it's the next kever. The Torah says he's not buried over there. That's his kasha on this Rabbi Eliezer Megur Maizo, this Yalka Ruveni, which is Merumiz and Ma'ara Steh Machpelo Moshe. But I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim, he asks another kasha based on a Mefurish Gemara, classic, in Psochem Kuch Vites Amad Beis. The Gemara over there discusses that La'asav Lava, in the end of days, there's going to be a big Suda. And at that Suda, at the end, it's going to come time to bench, and they're going to have to figure out who you're supposed to be mechabit with benching. So the pasuk said, the Gemara says, "Also the Kaddish Baruch Hu lasses suda l'tzadikim." B'yom she'igam b'chazel l'zara shal yitzchak. Achas she'ichlam b'shoisin. After they get eat and drink, noitzel Avram Avinu koshal bracha. They be mechabit Avram Avinu with benching. Va'omer is going to say, "Any mevarch, I can't bench." She'yotzim yimeni yishmal. I had a son yishmal. It disqualifies me. Omer levi yitzchak tulim me yitzchak. Any mevarch, I had a son Esav. They're going to tell Yaakov. Yaakov says, "How could I bench? I was married to two sisters." So they're going to come to Moshe. They're going to say, "Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, you bench." I'm alive. He says, "Any mevarch, shloi zochisi likonis l'Eretz Yisrael, because I didn't merit to enter Eretz Yisrael. Loi bechaye, not when I was alive, but loi b'moisi, and not after I died. Either way, the Eisfer the Gemara is, I'm alive. Yeshua told mevarch, Yeshua is not going to be able to bench either. Finally, they're going to come to David HaMelech, and David is going to bench. Li noel levarich shenem akoyis Yeshua is esa v'shem Hashem ekra tzedua v'shem tchdush harim. That why was David HaMelech the one that was able to bench? Because you find that David HaMelech was mevarich Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Benched HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when bad things happened to him, and it was because of that he was the one that would be Zeicha to now get Shafayda HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this very difficult time. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Zeicha to enter Eretz Yisrael. He said, Loi Bechai V'Loi B'Moisi. Oh, Loi B'Moisi. It's Mashma that Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, is not buried in Eretz Yisrael. Just one other interesting thing as it relates to Maris HaMachpelah. We spoke this out eons ago, and that is that the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Chevron is the Ir HaMufchar. It's the chosen land as it relates to where a person should want to be buried. It's not a coincidence that the Ovis were buried in Chevron. It's based on Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says the reason it was called Chevron is because it was Mechuber. He nekras Chevron al shem shekol ha-kavur sham nishmasai mischaberes l'maylo b'ir alikim im arba machnais shchino. V'loy l'chinam chamdu ha-Ovis ha-Olam, says Rabbeinu Bechaya. It wasn't for nothing that the Ovis wanted to be buried in Chevron. Ela shem yisham zoiches ha-neshamais l'shamais Schaber l'shroshon shukisei akovid v'zeo kiryas arba he chevron miloshen mechuber. That's where a person's neshama is able to connect itself to its shayrish elyon. The loy lechinam chamdua avos ha'ola. Beautiful l'shoyne yazav shor Rabbeinu Bechaya. So the megadim chadashim in parsha shlach. You have to outcouple all these megadim chadashim. In parsha shlach, he brings a letter that the Ramban wrote. The Ramban famously made aliyah. He went up to Eretz Yisrael and he writes in his letter to his son, Panan. This is not the Igeris Ramban that talks about Anova, etc. This is a different Igeris. Igeris Ramban that he wrote to his son, Panay Mayadois, Lo Leches Lechevroin, Ha'ir Kivrei Saviseino, Chevroin, which was this land where our ancestors are buried. He says, I'm going to find the kever over there because I too, like the other sectation, want to be buried there. He brings a letter from Rabbeinu Avadia Bar Tanura, who says, quote, V'gam mesoyres b'yad kol anshei ha'aretz, ki ha'kfura b'chevroi toivam b'Yerushalayim. Fascinating stuff. Either way, on that note, a little bit more Gemara regarding Rabbi Noah. Says the Gemara, who am Gusha? Who is a sorcerer? Tabichot Shivchi. He used to wake up the dead. Kimata Amarosa de Rav Tuvi Bar Masno. When he came to the kever of Rav Tuvi Bar Masno, Tofse Bedikne. So he tried using his magic, his hocus pocus, to get Rav Tuvi Bar Masno, that murder, to get up. And Rav Tuvi Bar Masno got the Ungechab Badabud. He grabbed onto him. And he didn't want to let go. So he called Abaya. Amalei, Abaya told Rav Tuvi Bar Masna, B'matusa minoch shofke. Let him go. And he let him go. Says the Gemara, Lashon Achriti, the next year, this Amkushi came and did the same thing. Hodar asa tafse bedikne. Again he came and at the Ungechab Badabud. Asa Abaya, Abaya came, but this time, Lashofke. Rav Tuvi Bar Masna, the first time I let go. Now already I'm not going to let go. And the Gemara says the only way to get Rav Tuvi Bar Masya off the beard of this Amgushi was at the Isim, the Sapra, the Gazi, the Dikne. They literally had to cut his beard off. There was a person that said that I'm leaving over a chavis of offer to one son. Chavis de Garmi Lechad Barai. I'm leaving over a chavis with bones to another son. And chavis de Udri Lechad Barai. And I'm leaving over a chavis with wool to another son. Nobody knew what he was talking about. They came to Rabbeinu. Amalu Rabbeinu said as follows. Islechu Ara. He said, you own land? Yeah. In. Islechu Chiyusa, do you have animals? In. Islechu Bastarki, do you have clothing? In. He says, Achi Kamalu, that's exactly what he's trying to say. He said, the son that he said is going to get the offer, he meant to say he's going to get the land. The son that said he's going to get the bone, man, you're going to get the animals. That one day is going to turn into Atzamis after the animals die. And the one that he said is going to get the wool, he meant to say you're going to get the clothing. Ahu Gavri the Shangla Divis, it was a man who heard his wife saying, to his daughter, the Ka'umra Libarta, Amai Litznias Bisura, and I know you do Averis, you're promiscuous, but why don't you do what I do? Hachitza, this is a mother telling her daughter, Chinuch, Asara Bni Isli, I have 10 sons, Velesli Me'avuch Elachad, but really one of them, only one, is your father's child. Kishachiv, when this man died, Amalahua, as he was dying, meaning he now knew that 9 out of his 10 children, quote unquote, really his children. So he said, "Kol nichsi lechadra, I want all my nechassim, everything. The ganze Yerusha should go to one child." Le'yadu le'aminat. Promise nobody knew which child should get. Asal kamid Rabbanah, they came to Rabbanah. Amalus Rabbanah said, "Kzilu chavut kibud avuch." He tells the sons, "I want you to all go bang on the kever of your father, until he tells you which one of his sons he really met." So the Gemara says, "Shafka azlo kulu." All of them went, but Ahu Debrei Havaloy also. But the real son didn't go. So this is some of the wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech. Amalus, he said, "Kulu nichsi dahai." That obviously this must be the real son. He's the one that ultimately is going to get it. Now the truth is, it sounds like a nice story, right? This is King Solomon-esque. But the truth is, it really doesn't have a pshat. Because this real son didn't chap, he's the real son. Bishloima, if 9 were imposters and one was the real son, then it's a good story. But the truth is, no one knew who the real son was. So the Rishonim explained, it's based on an idea that a mamzer, the Gemara says, is a mechotzef. Mamzerim had this natural chutzpah in them, this preordained chutzpah, based on the way that they were conceived. So the 9 that went and they were willing to bang on somebody's kever, Zoysei Meres, they're the mamzer. The one that had the sensitivity, for a few dollars, he's not going to be mevazer meis. He must be the one that's not a mamzer. He must be the real son. The Gemara says, Achlu kurtze be'malka. They went and they told the melech, Amri, Ika gad v'chad yudoy, there's a yid, the komapik, m'moyde me'anshe b'lei zadi, who takes money, he shnud his geld from people, without edim, who b'lei midi, asyu chavshu, hashtag that. So they went and they put him in jail. Also the visu, his wife came, she was trying to get him out of jail. Amr luhu, so the wife comes to the chachamim over there, the courts, and says, Abdechad havli, I had an evet, paskul resha, they beheaded him, paskul mishche, they took off his skin, the ochlu bisre, they ate his flesh, the kamalu be'maya, they filled up his skin with water, and they're giving their friends to drink out of this jug. They're not paying me anything. They didn't know what in the world she was talking about. So she said, you don't know what I'm talking about. You know what you need? You need a good Jew to sit on this court. He'll know exactly what I'm talking about. He said, do you have a recommendation? He said, yeah, there's a yid. Oh, just so happens he's in jail. So they let him out. And they karyu the rabbina. They brought rabbina. Amalusa, he said, Zanuka amrlechu. What do you mean? What she's saying is she had a goat. She means she had an effort. She had a goat, and they skinned the goat, and they used the skin to turn it into a jug. That was the Gansa Maisa. Amri, they said, Hail v'chachem kulei hai. Wow, what a smart man. Leisiv abavo. Let him sit here at the door. V'nidinina. Let him be a dying. Let him join our best. Chaza, naviksiv avula. He saw, rabbina did, that it said on the entranceway to the court, kol dying the miskri ledin loishmei dying. Any dayan that's ever been summoned to court is not a dayan. It disqualifies him from being a judge. So if you've ever been a defendant in a lawsuit, you lose your credentials. You cannot be a judge. He says, if a random person comes, umaz medina, and he files a frivolous lawsuit, pasle, he's going to be pasle. It makes no sense. So Rabbeinu said, if you listen to me, I would tweak this nusach a little bit. I would say, kol dayan the miskri ledin, umafkin minei mamayna. A person that is summons to court and he's convicted of a crime, that already makes sense. Lav shmei dayan, because if he's a white collar criminal, so you can't trust him. Al tosh is yotchem rosha liyei seit chamas. A dayan he certainly should be able to be. So they heard what he said. Aha, a light bulb went up and they said, kasfu hachi, brum, sabi di yehudai, there's an alt yid who's a yid, amri called dayan the miskri ledin, umafkim amayim amayim. So they edited this nusach, a little asterisk, lav shmei dayan, chazad the kasab reish, he saw that it said, kol musa, bereish kol musa, that the cause of all death is too much blood. In the olden days, they used to bloodlet. It was a very common form of food, which would suggest, back of the envelope arithmetic, that blood is a primary cause of death. And what's the number one cause to allow people to live? Alcohol, wine. So Rabbeinu said, is that true? Somebody who falls off a roof and he dies. Somebody falls off a tree and dies. Damakata, you're going to tell me he died because he had too much blood? Vesu, somebody who's dying, he's lying on his deathbed, or he's on death row. Just give him a glass of wine, and it's going to work. What you should say is as follows. The cause of all machlis is dam. The cause of all refuah is wine. Kasfu hachi. So they edited this nusach. They said, Barak, sabid yudai amri b'roish kol marin ano adam, b'roish kol asven ano chemer. Ba'asa the less chemer, a city where there's no wine, tamon mitvi samonim. There you need medication, there you better have a good health system, because it's over there that you have to worry about things like this. Kosova pischa de kaputki, so on the note of things that were written at the entranceway of places, the doorpost of kaputkia, it said, anpak anbag antal. These are all shiurim of something. It's all the same shir. What is the shir? The ezu antel zeu revi'ah shel teretz. But we know as a revi'ah.